Welcome to Off the Court Conversations with Cooper and Max Ignatian. Dive into the world of basketball with us as we discuss everything going on in the basketball world. Hello and welcome to Off the Court Conversations. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Cooper Ignatian along with my brother Max Ignatian.
Howdy.
So we just got done watching the Western Conference play-in games. So we're going to just hop right into it. We're going to go to the first matchup of the night, which was the number 8 seed Lakers taking on the number 7 seed New Orleans Pelicans. You have any initial thoughts on the game?
So I know the last game they played each other, the Lakers blew out the Pelicans. So I kind of thought it was just going to be like the same thing. Lakers were just going to take the dub in like a convincing fashion, but Zion had a game tonight.
He did. He had a huge game. 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. He was everywhere. He ended up leaving the game early with an injury. They're calling it a hamstring injury right now. We were just told that it was soreness, but it looks like it could be a little more serious than that. I actually thought the Lakers were going to lose. Honestly, I thought the Lakers were going to lose, not on purpose, but kind of on purpose. Now that they won this game, they are off to Denver to face the number 2 seed Nuggets, the former champions. And you know, that worries me a little. I thought they were going to lose this and try their luck with trying to get the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that's not the case. They wanted the win.
Even looking at the box score for the Lakers, their bench did nothing. Like, Gabe Vincent was the highest scorer off the bench. He had 9 points. It was really just the starting 5 guys.
I think, well, in that regards, I think that the Lakers bench is more for defensive purposes. Dinwiddie, of course, he's on and off, but Torian Prince was playing amazing defense all night long. Gabe Vincent, this is the most he's scored in, I think, 20-something games.
Wow.
9 points. He hit 3 threes. He's been shooting 11% over the last 29 games. So I think it was actually a pretty big net for their bench. If you look at the stats, you wouldn't say so. But, yeah, it was a pretty big night for them. The Pelicans, they got off to a really hot start. They were keeping it neck and neck all throughout. Third quarter, came back. They just couldn't seal the deal.
Yeah, I think they need more production from their starters. Ingram and McCollum, they shot terrible tonight. And with Zion leaving the game with like just like a minute or two left, that really caused them to lose, I think.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like at that point they still would have lost anyways. I don't think they still would have came back. The Lakers still had a lot to give. Pelicans gave them everything they had and still wasn't enough. Brandon Ingram, he's been having a rough patch lately, and yeah, it showed up in one of the worst games that they could have had it in.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of sealed their fate. They are off to face the Kings. The Kings and Warriors just finished their game, the 9th and 10th seed. It was a good game at first. Kings blew out the Warriors, though. I thought the Warriors were going to pull through. They've always owned the Kings, but that was not the case tonight. Kings got their revenge.
Yeah, I saw like a quote from Charles Barkley, and he said the Warriors aren't a playoff team. And, I mean, I agree. They played terrible. I mean, every single one of their big four was just not good. I guess Steph had 22 points, but even then,
I think that I think the Warriors are a playoff team, but you know, it was just a tough night for them. It just wasn't a good night for Curry. He did have 22 points and that was their leading scorer, but you know, you'd expect more out of him from that. Klay Thompson, 0 points.
Yeah. 0 for 10.
Can't do it. You know, you can't win a game like that with Klay Thompson scoring 0 points, and I've been saying it forever, and I'll keep saying it. Klay Thompson is washed. ever since his injury, people keep saying that, oh, it's Klay, it's Klay. He'll get back on his feet. It's been 3 years. He's not back on his feet.
They want a ring, to be fair, but I get what you're saying.
He's not back on his feet. I think that it's time for them to get rid of Klay, but that's for another conversation. The Kings played amazing.
Yeah.
And the Kings are missing two of their starters. They're missing Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter for the rest of the season, too. So they're without them, which sucks for them. But Keegan Murray has stepped up his game. He had 32 big points tonight, and, you know, he was raining terror against them.
Yeah. Harrison Barnes, he's just being Harrison Barnes. He'll give you, like, 17 to 20 points a game. De'Aaron Fox, he had a decent game. He shot a little bit under the average, but got them the win. Sabonis was being Sabonis.
Double-double, triple-double.
Yep.
Yeah. Kings are going to head over to New Orleans now in what's probably going to be a pretty good game, I hope. I think the Kings are going to take it.
I think the Pelicans can take it only if Zion plays. If he's out for that game, then I think the Kings just blow them out.
I think even with Zion, the Kings are going to win. Zion versus Sabonis. I got Sabonis all day long. I know you're a big Zion guy, though. Yeah. But, you know, I think Zion wins that Zion loses that matchup. I think Sabonis puts him to work.
Yeah, probably. But only time can tell.
Yeah. Another surprise for me in that Kings game was Keon Ellis. He is a rookie this year, and he's been taking over the starting guard position for the Kings. Undrafted, he's averaged 5 points per game this year, but over the last 30 games, he's gone up to about 10 points, 11 points a game, and he played amazing tonight as well.
Yeah, he did everything tonight. He had 15 points. He was getting rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. As a guard, that's really impressive to have 3 blocks and 3 steals.
Yeah, and so Kings and Pels are facing off. Winner of that goes to face the Thunder, which, in my opinion, is the easiest playoff matchup.
In what way?
No playoff experience, youngest team in the league. I think whichever team wins that game is going to beat the Thunder.
Wow. So you think they're like a Utah Jazz from a few years ago? They're frauds.
I think they're frauds. I think that one of these playoff veteran teams like the Kings will expose them.
I could see that happening, honestly.
Yeah. And, you know, and then Lakers in Denver. That's another one I'm worried about. You know, I got Lakers in 7, but who am I to say? What are your thoughts on that matchup?
I think the Nuggets are going to either sweep them or just 5-game series. I don't think the Lakers are going to pose a real challenge to the Nuggets.
We'll see. I think the Lakers want a little bit of that revenge, but we can. I don't see them losing.
You can never count out LeBron.
Yep. Just want to take a second here to have you guys follow us on Instagram at Off the Court Conversations, and that is at Off the Court Conversations, no space, no caps. Give us a follow, tune in, give us your thoughts, please. Thank you. So, with that being said, we're going to jump into our weekly Purtle. Today, I'm going to be taking a stab at it. So, let me explain the rules to you guys. We have 7 chances to guess a player based off of age, height, team, conference, jersey number, and position. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into it. My first guess of the day is going to be Rui Hachimura.
Rui Hachimura, okay. All right, so he's below 6'8", below 26 years old. His number is below 28. He's a forward. He's in the Pacific Division, Western Conference.
He's a forward in the Pacific Division.
And he's on the Lakers, it says. I believe.
Okay, so let me see here. I'm going to go with Shaedon Sharpe.
Shaedon Sharpe. So he is a guard, below 6'6". Portland.
Below 20. And it looks like he's actually in the East.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually in the East. All right, so I have a 20-year-old guard in the East. Oh. Older than 20 years old. Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson. So they're in the East. They're in ATL.
Atlantic Division.
They're guard.
Atlantic Division. Guard. Above, higher than 6'2".
Above or 6'2". Below 27 years old. Higher than the number 11.
Oof. All right. So I'm thinking Atlantic Division. I'm thinking Celtics. Give me Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
What'd I get on that?
So, below 6'4", below 33 years old, higher than the number 4. We are not there yet.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Atlantic Division. He's not on Boston. He's not on New York. Oh, boy. This is getting tough for me. I guess I could go Brooklyn. Give me Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder. So they do play for Brooklyn.
Plays for Brooklyn. He's in the East. Atlantic. Guard. Higher than 6'1".
Under 30.
30. Jersey number higher than 17. On Brooklyn. Who's Brooklyn's other guard? Oh, that's bad. I do not know that. Shoot. Let me think here.
I think I might know who it is, honestly.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Dorian Finney-Smith. And we're going to call that my last guess.
So it was not Dorian Finney-Smith. He's a forward.
Oh. Well, let's give us the answer. And the player is... The player is Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas is this week's Pirtle Player of the Week. I'm 0-1. Max is 1-0. He has the series lead on me right now. Hopefully next week, Max will lose. And I'm hoping for a loss for him. And week after that, hopefully I get a win. So we just want to thank everyone for joining us today. We really hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, follow us on Instagram at Off the Court Conversations. That's at Off the Court Conversations. And you can find us on Podbean. That is podbean.com. And just search up Off the Court Conversations and you'll see us there. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
You made it to the final buzzer. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. You can find out more about the next episode and more on our official website, offthecourtconversations.com. That's offthecourtconversations.com. Keep on dribbling.